A lot of folks probably ask you, you know, we thought you were going to do just the opposite of what you're doing here. Do you get a lot of folks thinking you're playing volleyball and she's playing basketball? Do you get that?
Yeah, a little bit. Usually they're like, here, they're asking her what she's doing. They're like playing basketball and she's like, they're like, what? You're not going to play volleyball? But usually for me, they're like, yeah, I could see you playing volleyball just because I didn't play last year basketball just with injury. But and I've always just loved volleyball more. But for Kira, they're like, oh, really? But yeah.
But when that when you get done with volleyball season, when basketball season comes around at Iowa Western, you're going to go out there and go, maybe I can't. You know, you can't ever say no to that, can you?
Yeah. I'm really excited for like when volleyball season's over to go and support Kira and stuff. And you're like, oh, maybe I could have played with her. But yeah.
Yeah. And great highlights, I was telling her, you know, so many highlights your freshman through your senior class. Throw a few out there. I mean, there's so many of them. What really stands out as far as the 4 years here?
What really stands out is, like, my freshman year, we had Bailey and Kaylin, and just them, like, kind of, like, setting the tone and, like, getting to state for the first time was really fun. And then just, like, continuing with, like, Allison, Peyton, Atley, and just, it was just so much fun, like, growing relationships with everybody and getting to state all 4 years.
Yeah, well, throughout your year, you've had different people freshman year, and then you're kind of your middle part of that, and here your senior year, adding a few more different people to the mix, right?
Yeah, my senior year literally was a whole new team than what I started with. My freshman year was just me and Kira in our senior class, and then my senior year team was completely different than what we've started with. So, and honestly, it was still successful, and I still had so much fun as I did my freshman year.
You are still in basketball mode here. You've got some games going up as we're talking, getting ready for Dundee County Stratton. So I know the season's kind of been up and down a little bit, but you have a lot of basketball left. You guys can make some noise here, can't you?
Yeah, so obviously having Kira hurt and then like Natalie and Ella all out for the season now, it's hurt us a little bit, but I still think we can make some noise if we really put our minds to it and practice hard.
Academically, what are you going to do? What are you going to be studying?
I'm going to major in nursing. Right now I work as a CNA in McCook, and I've just really always had a passion for nursing, and so that's hopefully what my career path takes me to.
Well, that's cool. You're already getting the ball rolling and everything, and so you're going to go learn a lot and make it a career sometime, right?
Yep, that's the plan.
All right. You got two siblings back here. Are going to still be in school. You're going to be following every moment of what they do, right?
Yeah. Mila is going to be a freshman. Miles also going to be a freshman, so I'm excited to see what Mila does in volleyball, Miles in basketball, and just from on there. Hopefully I can come back and make some games.
Great career. Has it been a fast 4 years?
It has been a fast 4 years, very fast indeed. This, my senior year, has been very fast too. But yeah, it's been a fun 4 years.
Now, springtime, you got one more season coming up. Springtime, is it going to just kind of be lay low or take it easier a little bit, or you got a lot of activities you're going to be doing still?
So I'm not doing track, but I am doing some like volleyball. I might be participating in club, but I'm doing some like volleyball private lessons just to prepare for my season in the future coming up in the fall.
Yeah, and all-star games too. You want to be involved with the all-star games, you know, with volleyball and basketball. It's going to keep you busy this summer too, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been selected to play for the Nebraska all-star match in Lincoln, which is very exciting. I'm excited to represent Southwest Nebraska. Hopefully some more like RPAC ones and just all West, all those ones. So super excited.
Finally, any crazy stories you can tell about Coach Levin and Coach Barnett here that are arable?
Gosh, Barnett. My favorite thing is I think it was either sophomore year or junior year, I don't know, we were like down a set and we knew we shouldn't have been losing, and we told her because like usually she yells at us and it gets us hyped up, but we told her, we're like, yell at us, we need you to yell at us, and she did. And that was just one moment I think of Barnett all the time.
Yeah. How about Coach Levin?
He's kind of a softy, not gonna lie, but
we won't tell him that. Okay,
he's a little softy, but he honestly always just is here for all of us, and he always tells us that he's in our corner. So I don't really have any like big stories about him, but he's funny.